A moving service today in a transition from Miller to Maurepas, a continuing faith story here in this building. Share a little bit about your feelings and where you think the future might be.
Well, absolutely. We all had tears today. I don't think anybody could have been here and not had your heart pulled a number of different ways. So the celebration, here we stand right here, Art, and we have a timeline right beside us, and I've read through this timeline at different times when I've been here, from 114 years of a timeline, and so we see that, and at the end of that timeline it says the future with a question mark, and certainly it's a question, but even in that it's not exactly a question, because we know we have this future. And so this is a different kind of transition than many of our churches that are closing, in that there is a future with hope here, and we celebrated that today. And so as sad as it is, it was also extremely powerful in Christ to hear that presented as a future with hope. So, yeah.
At the end of the service of the Miller worship time this morning, a group from Miller brought the cross, the candlesticks, the Bible out.
Well, that's what I meant. We all cried, didn't we? I don't care. You had to cry a little when you saw that. It just was so... it's just so powerful to see that happen at the end of the ministry here.
And then in mere micro moments, they were brought back in.
Transitioned right back in by the Las Americas Outreach Ministry, and the powerful symbolism of that, I think, gave the congregation here great hope for the future. Just a very powerful witness to see that in those ways. So God has not left us orphaned. We are not alone, and that was the message that the Las Americas pastors brought, that in fact Christ is alive and is going to be continuing on in ministry here in this sacred place. So how powerful is that?
And we all sang at the end.
Yeah, we did.
In English and Spanish.
And Spanish.
How great that was.
We tried. We tried, and that's all can ask of any of us, is that we try. And I don't think God asks us to succeed. God asks us to try. And Doug gave a good witness today from the pulpit of go into the world. And both those who are receiving the gift and those who are handing off the gift, all of us should go into the world and make disciples for the transformation of the world. And powerful witness from the pulpit today as well.